Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, November 16, 2009, 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Call the meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the side wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call a roll, please?
McLarty.
Yes.
Volskay.
Yes.
Rohde. McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. First item on the agenda, I purposely went past Bill because he said he might make it. If he doesn't make it, we'll come back to that.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Approve the minutes of the previous meeting. They were mailed out to you. You received them. What's your desire?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Comments, questions? Call roll.
Volskay.
Yes.
Rohde. McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes. Thank you. Going to the next item, approval of payroll claims. Reviewed them. No problem.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to pay the claims as presented. Questions, comments? Call roll.
McNair.
Yes.
Gomez.
Yes.
McCarty.
Yes.
Volskay.
Yes.
Next is to approve the claims of accounts payable. I've reviewed them. The only question I have is some of them have lack statements supporting it. I would like to hold payment on those until they get the statement. Another, write the check. When the statement comes in, then give them the check without the statement.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to pay all claims except those without statements and pay them when the statement is presented. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes.
Volskay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yes.
All right, thank you. At this time, we'll go into a public hearing. Okay, the purpose of this hearing is to review and act on the application for a conditional use permit for Nelson Engineering proposed construction for a meteorological tower. The proposed location is the northeast corner of Section 32 in Dakota County, Nebraska. The owner of the property is Leonard Gill. Upon the presentation by Nelson Engineering Construction, the county board will take oral and or written testimony in favor or in opposition to the county board's approval or disapproval of this conditional use permit application for the construction of said meteorological tower. Testimony will be taken in the following order: of all proponents, then all opponents, and then any neutrals. So at this time, we will open the hearing. You like to say something first?
Yes, I'm Arnie Mack, Planning Zoning Administrator. This was brought before the Planning Commission, and it was approved to be forwarded to the Board of Commissioners.
Recommended from
recommended.
The... Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, Arnie. Any questions for Arnie?
Okay,
thank you.
There's
somebody here from Nelson Engineering. Okay. I need you to have it put your name up there on the sheet. So that's so that we make sure we spell it right in the minutes.
This tower's already built, isn't it?
That's correct.
I'm James Lindgren with Nelson Engineering Construction, and yeah, we are asking for permission, I guess, or approval to put up the Met Tower. You are correct, the Met Tower is up. It was about 2 months ago the Met Tower was put up. We're on Leonard Gill's property there. We had the towers put up for wind turbine development to collect meteorological data, to collect wind speeds and temperatures, and to study the wind speeds to see if a wind turbine site could be put up on at that location. About 3 months ago, Leonard Gill approached us, interested in some development out there on his property, and we were in the wind turbine development industry, and we had our supplier of Met Towers came to us and said they had a deal for a free tower. We just had to pay for the sensor, so we got the tower very, very cheap, and they said, but we had to move very quickly. I made a call to the courthouse here, planning and zoning, and they forwarded me to the roads department, and I left a message there, asking if there was any zoning requirements or permits that were required for a tower. Did not hear back, and we went ahead and put the tower up because of the time strains that we had. I'm here to answer any questions or.
Is it a permanent tower?
No, it is not.
So it'll come down
eventually? It'll come down, yeah. Most of the towers are up for about a year to collect 4 seasons worth of data.
Okay.
On once you have the 4 seasons, you have enough data really to go to your financiers to see if they would finance a turbine development project. And if you have, that's if you have a viable site or adequate resource. If you find out you don't, I mean, you really probably won't proceed with putting up a turbine. But the towers can, they're not built to be permanent, but, minimum it'll be up a year. There's no reason to take it down. We would probably keep it up just to collect data. A lot of people like to have just the data for research purposes or for any local future sites as well that they're studying. It's a nice reference spot. So I would say the tower would be up minimum a year, maximum probably 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
I understand this tower has already been put up?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Without permit?
That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else in the audience that would like to speak in favor of this meteorological tower? Last chance. Anyone in the audience would like to speak in opposition to this tower? Again, last chance. Is there anybody who would like to speak as a neutral, either for nor against the tower? Last chance. Nobody approached, so we will close the hearing and now move to the desire of the board.
I'll make a motion to approve the conditional use permit for the tower.
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve the conditional use permit for the tower on Leonard Gill's property. Questions from the board? Comments? Call.
Okay. McClary?
I have difficulty because it was done without permission. Yes. With reservations.
Busquet?
Yes.
McNair?
Yeah.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, motion passed. Thank you. Next item is road condition on North Shore Road. Is Jared here?
Yes.
Okay. Jared, you don't have to sign in because your name's on the agenda. Okay?
I got a hold of Fred last week, or 2 weeks ago, and he took care of the road as far as the temporary fix. I just want to know from you guys, what can we do to fast track a permanent fix of the road? Do we need to do like a vehicle count or petition signing or what do you guys think, or what do we need to go, how do we need to go about so we don't have to keep band-aiding it?
I understand where you're coming from. Now, I hope you will understand that there's a matter of availability of funds to do a permanent fix. And with the current budget that the county is facing and will be facing, I don't know that there will be a lot of funds available. And when I'm talking, Mayor, I'm talking about revenue being down. And I'm talking about three trials that are going on that's going to cost the county quite a bit of money. So we don't take it that we don't understand your plight. We do understand it. But there's a matter of where do we find the money to do it.
And that's fine. I was just wondering if there's some way to fast-track that to help that process along any.
The only way right now would be if you had stimulus money, which you're not going to get because we're past that deadline date. And the other is if some way we could get CDBG funds, which you have to apply for, and we haven't been all that successful in doing that.
Okay.
So it's a matter of where do we get the money.
Okay. Yes, I understand that 100%. Okay. That's
if we had the money, I'm quite sure that...
Oh, if we had the money, every road would be fixed. But
you are absolutely correct.
So just wondering, just wanted on the record.
Board have anything else they want to say? Okay. I appreciate Mr. Kellogg getting out there.
Yes, you did a very nice job on fixing that.
We're in the process of right now of applying again for a grant for that area, for North Shore. The residents will be notified. We want your input, and we're going to have to apply for this grant. It helps to have all the residents show up.
Okay.
So you'll all be receiving a letter there at North Shore.
Okay.
And I hope to see all your residents there when we apply for this grant, because like I say, residents have a great input, and that'll help our maybe securing this grant.
I'll do my best to get them there.
Fred, is this connected to the CDBG grant you applied for and failed?
Yes.
Okay. And it's
that was one of the reasons that they said it failed, is what they'd like to see more residents.
Okay.
More input from the residents.
So it isn't that Fred hasn't done something. Okay.
That's fine. When I do get that letter, I will walk up and down the street and get people and talk to them and say there's no way to get it fixed unless we do this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Any table items? I jumped again. Okay, officers' pay period for 2010. Approve the officials to be paid in salary on a 1/27 basis. The problem here is that it comes around about every so many years that when you pay every other month or every other week, you come up with an extra pay in there. And so when you're 1/26 and there's 27 pay periods, you have a problem. So the problem being that the officials pay doesn't come out right. It would be take 1 month before the officials would get paid again. So to do that, if we would go with the start of the year of a 1/27, in other words, 27 paychecks for the officials instead of 26, it would work. Or you can wait a full month before you get paid, and then go. Then you'll be back on the 1/26 again.
Okay.
So, what is your desire?
Just see the problem to wait a month and just continue.
What works easiest for the bookkeeper?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's the question.
Well, the recommendation from Ted is that we go with the 1/27.
1/27?
Yeah, which would lessen the amount you get each pay period, but it would keep the paychecks that you get one every 2 weeks. Otherwise, you go without. Now, the problem is some officials can't do that. I mean, you can't wait a month. Others have no problem with it, but some cannot.
Sure.
This does not affect the employees. Employee pay is okay.
So it's the officials.
The elected officials and appointed. Right? No, not appointed. I stand corrected. It's only the elected officials. And if you want to go to a 1/27, we need a motion to do that.
I would like to make a motion about 127 and get over with.
You go with the 127 motion?
I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded that officials paid go to a 127 as recommended by the county clerk. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Okay.
Yes.
McNair.
Yeah.
Gomez.
Yes.
McLarty.
Yes. Okay. Now we can go to table items. None. Commissioner reports.
We met with actually I met with the law enforcement center. There was not too much to discuss about it. They we approved the design of the new edition, all of us, so you're going to go ahead and continue with the project, and actually that was that.
Tony, was it approved by the city council to go ahead with the expansion for the LEC?
Yeah. Yeah, city council approved, yeah.
That's my understanding of it.
Yes. Yes.
They met right after we did.
Right, and I just hadn't heard.
Anything else?
As a matter of fact, that they're going to design the building the same as the facing towards the 29, so all the way around, so that way the building's going to look like the same as that
the existing LEC.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else?
That'll do.
Well, I have some good news. I think the board is aware of this, but I will pass it on more for public knowledge. Bob Giese is in receipt of an $87,300 check for energy conservation from the government. This is for improving the energy efficiency within the courthouse. That money is here. We have received it. Now we need to start moving on preparing for bids, take bids, and get the work started in the spring. This is for like windows, doors, air conditioning, and that kind of stuff in order to save energy costs. So that's the good news.
There's also a time frame that's got to be used by?
2 years.
2 years.
So that's the good news today. We've been waiting for it for some time, and we didn't want to do or say anything until we actually had the check in hand. Okay. Being nothing else, member reports, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? And again, you have to sign in. The mystery guest will have to sign in.
Susan Church. This pertains to our roads. 18 years ago, we were in here, all of our neighborhood. I don't know how many people, but we were in here. And the roads then, 18 years ago, were voted permanent roads as they are. That's what I was trying to get across to Fred. That was the reason that I turned around and said something to him the last two times ago, because they are permanent roads where they're at. When he says that they run through private property, yes, they do, but they've been deemed permanent roads on the commissioner's records, July of 91. So somebody was supposed to get back at us, I guess, and I don't know what the procedure is, but nobody got back at us, so I don't know what we were supposed to do, being somebody got back at us. But if there's something that we have to deed over to the county so that they take care of the roads like there's...
You're talking about something I have no knowledge of.
If you're an adjacent property owner, yeah, and that section of road was private and you owned it, mm-hmm, and the commission back in 91 said that they were going to take it over, there should be a deed transfer for that land.
See, they said in that report.
Otherwise, you're probably still paying taxes on that road, which, you know, in a sense you do, but...
Well, that's another issue, too, because Bill just said, that the money goes to these trials we've had and this and that. Aren't our property tax and vehicle tax, isn't there so much money for roads there that should deem just for roads? Or
so much money is set aside in the budget for roads, and that's in the I don't have the word right, where you transfer the funds from this account to the roads.
Okay.
And so much money is allotted for that, and which comes out of property taxes and all revenue. And that much is set aside for roads. Yes.
Well, is there any way the commissioners can look into what we have to do as property owners? Because nobody ever got back at us, and we've been in here several times in the last 18 years about the roads, and every time I hear what goes through private property, when Tuttle said, well, we've got a problem that goes through private property and this and that. I said, why do they keep saying that? Because they were deemed permanent roads where they're at. So I don't understand why they say that.
The only thing I can suggest is the road committee and Fred Kellogg research it and see what they can come up with.
Yeah.
Because I was approached
just answer
here a while back about a road that goes through a parcel of property out in your area, and they want that road. Nobody uses it. He's mowing it, and he wants it closed. So
in our area?
In your area. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that.
There's no one using it. So he was, it's on his parcel of property. He kind of wanted it closed, so.
That has to be voted on, too, right?
Yeah.
I was going to get with the road committee, and we were going to see what we could do with that.
That's just what I was wondering, if you guys know, I don't know, I just got the copy of the thing, and it says that we were supposed to get back, somebody from the commissioners then was going to get back at us.
Well, those roads need to be platted.
No, right? We were told 18 years ago it would cost the county too much money. And on that record, it says Loretta Tice talks and says that these roads, whoever thought that these roads were somewhere else because they were never plotted on that map, are wrong. She says these roads where they are right now are exactly where they were before the flood, because somebody said that they were moved after the flood. She says these roads are exactly where they were before the floods. She says, I don't know where that ever came from. So that's when it was all voted. The roads would stay where they're at, permanent roads. But I kind of based, I was working, I spaced it, but in there it says we get back at. So I'm just asking if you guys could find out if we have to deed.
They'll look at it. Okay.
That was back in what, 19 what?
90. July of 91.
July
of 91. Yeah.
See, that was privately owned and developed by Millis.
Well, I think it was a Wood. Well, maybe Charlie Millis did.
Yeah.
But Wood's owned it, I think, before Charlie, so. I don't know what all happened.
I was out there to her place. There is some roads out there that wouldn't have to be there either. Like that one that comes up and then it comes over.
Yeah.
Now that road could be gone. And there's nothing there, and it don't even need to be there. So, but I did drive out there probably the other day.
The red stuff, I think, to me, my personal opinion, is working out okay.
Well, I talked to Fred on it, so you'll know. I come out and looked at it because I wanted to make sure, because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And I talked to Fred about it. He said that he put some of this stuff down when he worked in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And they were real pleased with it.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Pothole.
If it takes care of the potholes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a cheap solution.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Sue.
Anybody else would like to address the board on any issue not on the agenda? Seeing nobody come forward then, emergency business? None? Okay, Bill did not make the meeting. Do we?
I'll make a motion to excuse him. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Bill.
Excuse him from the meeting, because he called me too.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Bill Rohde from the meeting. Call roll.
Okay. McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
With that then, motion to adjourn.
So moved. Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Comments, questions? Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Boskay?
Yes.
McNair?
Good.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Here, Bill. Let's give that back to Bill.